Lord, I pray that your word would be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We may hide it in our heart, Lord, that we may not sin against you. Amen. It's just in my time with the Lord today, just kind of got stuck on one verse in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus as Lord, and ourselves as your bondservants for Jesus' sake. For God who said, light shall shine out of darkness, is the one who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the very face of Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels. Earthen vessels kind of gives you the idea of earthen pots, you know, with cracks in it. So we're all cracked pots, right? But this treasure is in earthen vessels so that the surpassing greatness of power may be of God and not of ourselves. And what I got just stuck on is the face of Christ. You know, just the glory of God being found in the face of Christ. And you know, some just Old Testament passages. One of my favorite is Exodus 33, when this talks about Moses. It speaks of Moses and when he used to go into the tent of meeting. And it says, thus the Lord used to speak to Moses face to face, as a man speaks to his friend. And when he returned to the camp, his son Joshua, the son of Nun, he would just kind of hang out there too. So possibly, when he'd go in the tent of meeting, you know, the cloud would come, which represents just the glory of God. But it says he would speak to the Lord face to face. You know, then at the end of 33, you know, God is saying, no man has been able to see my face. Well, see, I believe that Moses was fellowshipping with Christ in there. Just another Old Testament picture of Christ, as you see him, like Melchizedek and the captain of the army of the Lord. And when Joshua saw him and fell down in worship. There's this really cool one in Numbers. Aaron's benediction, but this blessing. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to Aaron and to his sons, saying, thus you shall bless the sons of Israel, and you shall say to them, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace. There's two places in the psalm. One is 27, where it says, you said, seek my face, and my heart said to you, your face, O Lord, will I seek. 105. Where was that one at 105? Oh, yeah, in verse 4. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually. As you know, if you've heard me speak in the last few times I've been up here, I've been kind of speaking out of the Song of Solomon because that's where we are in our Bible study. And I just enjoy spending time in there. It's not just so I can get stuff for Bible study, right? I'm in there so I can fellowship and the Lord can speak to me, right? Because when you're doing Bible study or anything like that, what the most anointed things are what God is speaking to you, right? The word of our testimony. So I just kind of relate to them things that the Lord is speaking to me. But one thing we had described when the daughters of Jerusalem were asking the bride or the Christian, tell us what your beloved is like. We want to know. And of course, she starts this description of the Lord, starting with the head. But I want to just concentrate today just on the face of him. It says in verse 13, his cheeks are like a bed of balsam, banks of sweet scented herbs. And that means just his cheeks, just the diversity of his affections. Because if you think what all, when you look at a person, all that they can communicate with their face, right? You can see joy. You can see affection, right? You can see when a person's sadness, if they're sad, right? There's so much you can read in the face. And I really believe what this is talking about is we seek Jesus and we seek his presence, that we seek his face. because in his face is where you see all of his affections for you, right? I remember years ago when I first started walking with the Lord, I'd pray a lot, Lord, let me see you, you know, and for some reason, I just kept seeing his feet, right? And I thought, what the heck? I don't understand what you're doing, Lord. But then in this vision he gave me, I was knelt down. He took my chin, picked it up where I could look in his face, right? And the Lord just did some healing in me. He said, you know, because you've been afraid to look at my face because of what you might see, that you might see anger or that I'm displeased with you, you know, in that face. But what I saw was just a smiling face, radiant, you know, with just the love of God, you know, because that's what you can see that in a person's face, right? Have you ever seen a person like that really loves you, and you can just see it? You can see it in their eyes. You can see it in their cheeks again, right? Their lips, their smile. So I really think that's what he's talking about, because we may not, when we hang out with the Lord, we may not just get a picture of his face, but we are seeking his face. Not his hands, right? We're seeking his face to get to know him. That's how we get to know him. How we just see his great pleasure. How much pleasure we can bring, that we actually bring him. The joy that we actually bring him, right? In chapter 6 here, there's one part I really like. And the bride is just kind of seeking him, And he says, turn your eyes away from me, for they have confused me. Or the word is overwhelm. Turn away from me, you are overwhelming me. It's like the Lord saying, I can't hardly take it. You're just overwhelming me, looking at me, seeking me. Isn't that an awesome thing about God's character, who he is? That he can get so overwhelmed when we're seeking him that he can actually say, stop, I can't take it anymore. You're overwhelming me. Right? And you can see that where? In his face. It says one more thing and we'll stop there, because all of this is just so good I could spend forever. It says his lips are lilies dripping with liquid myrrh. The lilies in Song of Solomon has to do with who we are as a new creation. We're compared to two different types of flowers, I guess. It's in the flower family. Roses and lilies, that we are the Rose of Sharon. We are the lily of the valley, not him. In that song that we grew up singing in Baptist church, that he's the lily of the valley, that's incorrect. But it's a good song, right? We are the lily. And so his lips are, when it says his lips are lilies, means that he speaks to us as individuals, as if we were the only person, right, in the world. And when his lips speak, he speaks life. Because lilies also represent resurrection, right? That when he speaks to us, he speaks life. He speaks resurrection. He speaks those things that cause life and to call us into life, you know, calling forth the new creation that we are. And then it says that his lips also drip with myrrh. And myrrh was a spice that they had put on people because it was real strong when they died, right? So his lips speak life, and they put to death things in us that need to be put to death, right? Unbelief, false concepts that we have of him, right? When he speaks, he just puts those things to death in us. So I encourage you, as you're seeking God and seeking his face, just ask the Lord to give you a glimpse of his face. You'll be surprised at what you see. One of my favorite stories in the Bible is when Peter, of course we know what he did, you know, he was always bragging, you know, that these other guys may all fail you or leave, but not me. I'm the guy, right? And then we know what happens. He just fails really bad. But then it said that when Jesus walked by, when they were leading him by, he looked at Peter. And whatever look he had caused Peter just to go and repent and weep, you know, what do you think that look had to be? It had to have been a look of love, right? And no matter what you've done, Peter, I still love you. And that look, the face of Christ, just caused him to be wrecked. And he was never the same again. He was much more humble, right? That's the whole thing the Lord was getting to, just his pride. And it changed his life forever. And it'll change us too, as we're seeking him. Just ask him. Say, Lord, let me get a glimpse of your face. Let me speak some things to me like that. Again, I think you'll be really surprised in a very good way about what you'll see. Amen.